This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've got a question for you. Do you think that we, as a nation, are ready to face the threats of the 21st century? I've been wondering this as the woke mentality has crept into the U.S. military. This is an institution that should be completely apolitical. It shouldn't be bombarded or even entertained left-wing political correctness nonsense for the simple reason that it's a total waste of time. The military is not about pronouns. These people are trained to find and kill our enemies, and yet the Pentagon is adopting this mindset. And I want to know why. We spend the most on defense, more on defense than any other nation on earth, and we could have the most combat ineffective units around if this keeps up. Russian President Vladimir Putin invaded Ukraine. We have an aggressive China eyeing Taiwan, and the U.S. military is holding training sessions on gender and pronoun use. And we get this from the Washington Free Beacon. While Russia wages a full-scale invasion of Ukraine, the U.S. Army is putting its soldiers through training on gender pronouns and coaching officers on when to offer soldiers gender transition surgery. According to an official military presentation on the subject obtained by the Washington Free Beacon, the mandatory presentation, Policy on Military Service of Transgender Persons and Persons with Gender Dysphoria, which is the same thing, was given to officers earlier this month, along with instructions for them to train their subordinates on the material. Portions of the presentation were provided to the Free Beacon by a whistleblower who was ordered to undergo the training as a high-ranking officer in the Army Special Forces. An Army spokesman confirmed to the Free Beacon that its slides in question are part of a mandatory training and come from an official program used to train Army personnel on the recent changes to the DOD and Army transgender service policy. All Army personnel, from soldiers to commanders and supervisors, are required to participate in the training by September 30, 2022. A transgender presentation follows on a June 2021 announcement by the Army altering its policy so that transgender soldiers can openly serve. The shift in policy is part of a larger push by the Biden administration to make the military more welcoming to transgender people. These efforts have prompted pushback from Republicans in Congress and some within the military who view the policy changes as an effort to promote woke propaganda within the service. And as Russia's invasion of Ukraine threatens to spark a larger conflict, military experts and insiders say they're concerned about America's fighting force is prioritizing woke culture over protecting the American people. That's a lot to unpack. Now, item number one. When I was a sergeant in the Army, which I was on the staff sergeant promotion list when I got out, but my highest rank was Sergeant E5. I had people that were my subordinates, and I never walked up and down that line of people. And I served in one unit there was nothing but males, and in another unit that was mixed with males and females. I never served with anyone, as I would be walking up and down, we'd be talking about our mission and everything else, where I'd be looking at somebody going, you know, I don't know, am I right about this troop? You seem like you're ready for gender reassignment. But everything I just told you is happening right now, and it shouldn't. And it doesn't matter. None of this matters. We kill everyone. All our enemies, whether they be trans, non-binary, unicorns, men, women, gay, whatever. When you're coming across the battlefield at us, you die. When the full might of the American military is unleashed against our enemies, you usually die. Proper pronouns don't come into play at all. But now we're talking about military training here. And when it comes to our own military training, how is this a priority? How is this training essential to the function of our armed forces? Now, there's two things going on right now. Simultaneously. On the one hand, Putin is, he's way out on a limb. He, or painting himself into a corner, or completely overestimated what he could do. How, whichever cliche, whichever phrase you want to use, he's doing it. And we are shutting him down. We're seizing his buddy's yachts and, you know. I mean, some of these yachts that these Russian oligarchs have. I mean, there's one that took off and tried to get in. I may have gotten away. But according to what I read about it, it has its own missile defense system. I don't know if that's on the same deck as where you tan or what, but it was a long time ago we would have called a boat like that one a cruise liner. And it's huge. But what we're doing in the interim, while we're doing all of these things, is we're forgetting history. You know, back in the 70s, Nixon went out there and reproached China. And he did that for a reason. He did that so that he could drive a wedge between Russia, or back then the USSR, and China. Because Russia, a Russia-China alignment is bad for the world. But he managed to do that. Now, segue to, Trump's time in office, he tried a rapprochement with Russia because Trump was concerned about China, which we should all be concerned about China. And instead, what we're doing now, or what we're allowing to happen, we're not doing anything actively because Joe Biden's in the presidency, and the Democrats control all of the houses of Congress. So we're not really doing anything right now. But what we're doing now is we're driving Russia into the arms of China because their socioeconomic standing degrades as we speak. And right, what do we got here? We're driving them to China, and in the meantime, we are having woke training sessions. We are increasingly unprepared for the dangers we face because a prioritization of duties is absent. When I was in the Army, I almost certainly served with people that were gay, and I didn't care. Because getting out there and wondering about our sexual orientation in the middle of a mission, in the middle of a field exercise, was a big distraction. We didn't have time to do it. We were doing things in steps. And we were doing things to achieve a certain goal. When we got done, if we wanted to get out there and say, hey, what's your sexual orientation, dude? That was more of a game than a thing, you know, than a real thing to be concerned about. Nobody was concerned about those kind of things. In the 80s, when I served, we were kings of the battlefield. We most certainly would have destroyed the USSR. Now, at the time, we didn't believe that, but we almost certainly would have destroyed them had World War III happened in the 80s. And now, here we are. We've squandered everything that we built since Biden became president. Everything that has been done, everything that has been built is gone. Some of the things, of course, were not perfect, and we may get a chance to talk about that later. But this is stupid. What's going on is stupid. And in the meantime, we're not training. We're indoctrinating. You indoctrinate people when they're coming into the Army. You do not indoctrinate them further when they're in it, because now you have to actually get down to the business of combat. That's what the military is about. It's not about social justice. It's about destruction. Period. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. San Francisco District Attorney Kesa Bodine, Jethro's cousin, may take exception to what I'm about to say about his comments to the New York Times, but it's hard to look at this and not conclude that Bodine views gun makers as much more of an important target compared to the average armed robber or carjacker preying on San Franciscans. So this is what he says. So we know that gun violence is on the rise across the country, with significant numbers in San Francisco. A traditional prosecutor might say that if someone is in possession of a gun illegally or uses a gun to do something unlawful, we're going to punish them as harshly as the law allows. And that's our way of deterring crime. But the thing that frustrates me about that approach is that we're accepting that we don't have a role to play in promoting public safety until after a crime occurs. This is where he veers off into the whole... This is him saying, I'd like to have Minority Report. Says, we're trying to be proactive in my office in San Francisco. Instead of waiting for the police to make an arrest in homicides involving a ghost gun and punish the individual that committed the harm, we're suing the ghost gun companies and asking the courts to prohibit them from shipping their weapons into our community. And this is now, okay. So first of all, I guess all the crime being committed in San Francisco, according to Chesa, is being done with a ghost gun. Which, a ghost gun, by the way, is a legal gun, because it is legal, still legal at this moment, for you to build your own gun. They make kits, you know, Poly 80 makes kits, and, you can do home build kits for AR-15s. Just about any gun out there. Poly 80 has come out with one that is the clone of the Sig P320, which is a pretty good looking gun. There's a couple of issues with that when you're trying to put one together. It does take a little bit of know-how. I have three Poly 80s. I built none of them. My friend Roger Ward at Ace Firearms has a manufacturer's license. These are serialized guns, and he built them, and they work as good, as, if not better, they're all clones of Glocks, as any Glock out there today. So, and they're legal, perfectly legal for you to build those. I don't know how that's going to work, because the ghost gun companies, as he calls them, would be protected by the PLCAA, and what he's describing is that somebody takes a gun, if it is a home-built gun, and uses that in the commission of a crime. Which is, this is Chesa treading water as his recall looms on the horizon, and he's getting ready to be washed, flushed into the toilet of has-beens. Everything he said is a heaping helping of self-serving bovine effluent on the part of him. And that shouldn't come as much of a surprise, considering his entire sit-down with the Times is all about trying to defend himself against a recall campaign. And he not only doesn't see a difference between someone merely possessing a firearm without a permit and someone who actually uses a gun in the commission of a violent crime, but he believes the best way to proactively try to prevent crime is by suing companies like Polymer 80 rather than ensuring lengthy prison time for violent offenders. Now, right now, in San Francisco, I've always wanted to ride a bicycle in San Francisco. I don't know how I feel about it at the moment because my knees bother me, but San Francisco has got a lot of hills and it would be a beautiful ride. Or let me rephrase that. It would have been a beautiful ride when they were filming 48 Hours. It would have been a beautiful ride when they were filming Bullet. Today I'm not so sure because I would have to dodge the hypodermics and the the human feces that's all over the place. And the homeless people. It'd be like a slalom course now. Even saying that, I'm sure that San Francisco has plenty of residents who reflexively applaud and endorse any gun control effort from public officials, but I doubt you'd find too many who honestly believe that simply banning home-built guns is going to seriously impact violent criminals. There's 500 million plus guns in the United States today. That's the ones that we know about. We don't know about how many are in the black market. Those have been taken out of circulation, so to speak. They exist in a different world. Modine also seems to have a very different attitude when it comes to illegal drugs flooding San Francisco. Last year they had 56 homicides, but the number of drug overdose deaths was more than 10 times higher. More than 650 fatal overdoses were recorded in the city, but you won't hear Bodine talk about being proactive by going after the criminal suppliers. I mean, I know that marijuana has been legalized in many states, and you can just go into a storefront and buy you a couple of packages of marijuana and get out there and smoke it. Who's selling heroin legally? And what Bodine would rather do in order to help these fatal overdose victims, minimize them, is give them a safe place to shoot up. He says, in San Francisco, we need to have safe consumption sites because people don't die of overdoses at safe consumption sites. The second thing we need is people who are drug addicted to have an easier time accessing treatment and services than they do buying drugs on the street corner. We are prosecuting people the police arrest. It's not working because there's an insatiable demand for drugs from people who don't have housing, access to health care, access to employment, and access to treatment. They can help them reduce their dependence on dangerous drugs. Bring them here. If they can't find a job, bring them to where I live. I sat in a line the other day, last night as a matter of fact, at a restaurant waiting to order for an hour because they didn't have enough people working there to serve everybody because of COVID. COVID has everybody that was staying at home getting free money, well, they discovered they like staying at home. But I'm sorry that's happening in San Francisco, Dave Chasup. He doesn't seem interested at all in shutting down these cities' open-air drug markets, even though research has shown that they are the major drivers of violent crime. You have more shootings due to a drug deal gone bad everywhere in the United States than any other one thing that causes a shooting. When a chief prosecutor's crime-fighting strategy involves making excuses for the violent criminals, suing companies that make a legal product, and trying to make it easier for addicts to shoot up their illicitly obtained narcotics, is it a shock that even some of the uber progressives in San Francisco are getting fed up? And they are growing less livable by the day. It is impossible. I mean, it's very expensive to live there now as it is. I don't know what else they could do. But whether or not there are enough of these mad progressives to actually toss Bodine on his rear end in June remains to be seen. But it's clear that the DA is growing concerned about his job security. And that's because he's not doing the job. A DA should not be able to come in and say, I'm not going to prosecute this and I'm not going to prosecute that. Not keep a job. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia continues to attack areas around the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is continuing to tout world unity and Russian isolation during his overseas travel.
Every ally, in one way or another, is coming to Ukraine's assistance. Every ally, in one way or another, is helping to strengthen NATO itself.
AAA reporting the national average for the price of regular gasoline is $3.84 a gallon on Friday. That's up 42 cents from a month ago. President Biden's Labor Secretary Marty Walsh was asked if more domestic drilling is on the table.
Well, listen, I can't answer the question for the president, but I can tell you that we're looking at all avenues on how do we deal with energy in the United States of America.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. You're listening to USA Radio News. 670,000 jobs were added in the month of February, over 200,000 more than were added in January. Council of Economic Advisors Chair Celia Rouse joined the White House briefing on Friday, where she was asked about inflation concerns.
What we know in the consumer, in the confidence data, a lot of that is premised on inflation. And we do have inflation. The president has acknowledged that. We understand that. He is focused on that. But what people also report is that their own finances are fairly healthy, but they see the kind of uncertainty in the economy.
The Supreme Court rules on a high-profile death penalty case.
The Boston bomber is back on death row. The Supreme Court on Friday reinstated the death penalty for 2013 Boston bomber Jahar Sanariv. The 6-3 decision reversed a federal appeals court ruling that had voided the death penalty in the case. Justice Thomas delivered the opinion of the court.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. When it comes to gun control, not all supporters are the same. If you look at the gun debate over time, as I've done since I've been doing this, there's actually a fairly small group of hardcore anti-gun activists who are committed and devoted to their cause. They really believe what they're saying. But most folks who say they're in favor of more restrictions on guns, they're not actually paying too much attention to the details of any specific legislation. These are referred to as the soft supporters. They tend to just blindly accept the claims of the anti-gun zealots that each new common sense gun safety regulation will make us all safer. Unfortunately, a horrific shooting in Sacramento in which a father murdered his own children and a custodial guardian before he killed himself. This should lead these people to question how effective even the harshest gun control laws are at preventing shocking and heartbreaking crimes like this. This was a case of familicide for anybody keeping track on this. This also falls, and this is the thing about what they try to do when they're trying to lump all these things together and conflate data. They'll probably call this a mass shooting, which they also call shootings where drug dealers may, you know, a drug deal gone bad may result in 4 or 5 deaths. They call that a mass shooting. They call familicide a mass shooting. And I guess in a strict grammatical term that may be correct. However, they're also lumping in there the Sandy Hooks and the Virginia Techs and the, you know, the Naval Yards, the D.C. Naval Yards. And that's problematic because that's not solving anything. Familicide is particularly horrendous to me. The father who fatally shot his 3 daughters and a man at a California church this week repeatedly threatened to kill his estranged girlfriend and scared their girls so much they cried. And one of his daughters was so afraid of him She bit off her own fingernails. All this according to a restraining order that was supposed to keep him away from guns and bullets. California has the gun violence restraining order. They also have gun confiscation squads. If you buy a gun, you have to wait 10 days to pick it up. You have to take a safety briefing. If it's a handgun, you can only buy one of those every 30 days. They have a, I think they have an ammunition background check. They have it all. They have it all. Unfortunately, 39-year-old David Mora had guns and bullets when he showed up Monday for a supervised visit with his daughters, ages 13, 10, and 9. He shot and killed them. The chaperone he and his ex-girlfriend had agreed could oversee the weekly visits, and then himself. This violence at the church in Sacramento, a non-denominational Christian place of worship, raised some troubling questions for the gun grabbers. How did he get a gun? He was prohibited. Should his arrest a week earlier on felony charges have prompted postponement of his visitation? And what pushed him over the edge to commit such a heinous act 2 days before his middle daughter turned 11? Sacramento County Sheriff's Office has said little publicly about this. We're not disclosing the type of weapon at this time. How he came to possess a firearm will be part of the investigations, according to Sergeant Rodney Grassman. This is coming in a text. I can't believe how we disseminate information now. Twitter and text messages. What happened to the good old-fashioned news conference where you could ask questions, interact? Mora had a 5-year restraining order barring him from possessing firearms, and on a court document he submitted, he denied having any. Moreover, his ex-girlfriend, who had lived with him and their daughters, didn't believe he had any firearms and so didn't seek what's known as the gun violence restraining order in California, or a red flag law, red flag order. But if he didn't have a gun beforehand and acquired one after that restraining order was issued, then California's laws requiring universal background checks and a 10-day waiting period failed to prevent him from illegally getting hold of a gun. And additionally, California law now requires background checks on all ammunition purchases, as I said, but that also did not impede the killer. I would imagine for somebody intent on doing crime that finding a couple of magazines or rounds would not be that big of a deal if he used a semi-automatic pistol. This shooting has prompted promises from California state lawmakers to look for gaps in what advocates say are already the nation's strictest gun regulations. Democratic Assemblyman Mike Gibson asked, how did this happen? Is there a loophole in law that we need to correct? Democratic State Senator Susan Rubio said, the legal system failed. We need to do better. No, that's not what happened here, Democratic leftist lawmakers. You cannot stop the nature of man. If man, listen, it was never about the guns with this guy. It was never about the guns with this guy. He was the weapon. What was between his ears was the weapon. Getting a gun. Would this be a better thing if he had beaten his daughters in the head with a baseball bat? Would everybody feel better about that? He is the one that should have been taken out of circulation. You cannot legislate someone when they're free. If this guy was all these things that you guys are saying he was in California, apparently he was all of those things and more. Well, you can sit down. Well, let's see. Senator Rubio said, the slaying show, we have more work to do. Law enforcement, judges, advocates, and legislators need to work together to close the gaps in the legal system. You could recognize that gun control laws, no matter how draconian they may be, don't actually prevent violent crime if somebody's intent on carrying out their murderous plan. They don't. You may prevent them from killing with a gun. You know, you may have some people who whatever happens in their head, whatever goes wrong in their head, they still say to themselves, well, that's illegal, so I'll have to kill them with this big heavy ashtray. As long as you leave that person out there, you have your gun violence restraining orders and red flag laws especially are backwards. Taking away the tools doesn't matter. You're leaving the actor out there. You're leaving him out there to do what he wants to do. Now, I have no idea what this investigation is going to uncover in terms of how Mora was able to get his hands on a gun and ammo, despite the restraining order barring him from possessing either. He probably had that in his back pocket when he got him. But there's a number of possibilities. He could simply have lied to the court about not having a gun. Or he could have gone to the black market. Or he could have stolen it. Or he could have made it. So where's the loophole? Should every subject of a restraining order have their homes and vehicles searched for firearms, even if there's no evidence that they're illegally possessing a gun? There's a Fourth Amendment lawsuit waiting for you. There was nothing to prevent this as long as this guy was on the ground. And the best opportunity to actually prevent this came when Mora was arrested on felony charges for assaulting a law enforcement officer a week before the killing. And with those charges, as well as the restraining order and threats of violence against his ex, I could say, you know, it's a pretty good chance we could look there and say Mora was a danger to the community. Mora was out there driving southbound on Ward Road, and his car left the roadway and entered a field of dirt and mud where it became stuck. California Highway Patrol officer arrived and met Mora outside of his Kia. You cannot leave the perpetrator on the street and expect a good outcome. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
One more go round, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. Social media, that's sort of a mixed bag, isn't it? On one hand, a lot of good can come from it. I have connected. I've got more long-lost relatives than I know, because we're everybody with my last name, which is Frady. We're all descendants of the same guy that was brought here by the British during the Revolutionary War. We have had a worldwide family reunion, and unfortunately, everybody stayed in their own little family group, and we didn't get out there and mingle, but it was interesting to see how many people actually with my last name was out there, because when I was in the service, for example, I never saw another Frady till the very day I was getting out of the service, and I was in for 7 years. So, in a lot of cases, Facebook led me to find a lot of long-lost relatives. It also helped me, you know, in 2010, it helped me connect with what was then the Tea Party. And a few other things. It helped me with hobbies and, you know, when I broke into radio, it helped me with the new career as far as finding people to help me learn the craft and everything else. So it has its upside, but on the other side, it's a horrible place filled with very horrible people. Doing horrible things. And I'm not even counting what the sites themselves do, like censoring you. But we live in a world where everybody wants to go viral for some reason. Everybody wants to go viral. And to go viral, you have to do something that is outrageous or entertaining or scandalous or all of the above. From this, we get social media challenges where people do stupid things and film them doing the stupid thing, and then they post them. Now, not too long ago, we had this thing going around called the ALS challenge, which was basically dumping a bucket of ice water with ice chunks in it on someone's head. And it was based upon a challenge. I challenge you to let somebody dunk this on your head. And it was for a specific purpose, namely to raise awareness of a medical issue and or raise money for it. Some of these other ones are idiotic, though, like the Tide Pod Challenge. But there's a new one out there that's going to get a bunch of people killed, depending on where they do it. In Chula Vista, California, which is not one of the places where people will get killed over this, but, you know, somebody's going to try to make this spread. 9 people have been attacked in what appears to be the latest social media challenge. Lieutenant Dan Peek of the Chula Vista Police says it's very stupid and it could have very tragic consequences. What's happening now is that in Chula Vista, residents are being shot in a drive-by style attack involving airsoft guns or toy guns that fire something called Orbeez balls. Orbeez are small, colorful plastic pellets that expand when placed on water, in water. Now, according to Lieutenant Peek, it's considered assault with a deadly weapon, so these juveniles may think they're doing a prank. The next thing you know, they're going to be in juvenile hall. Now, Peek isn't worried at all. In fact, he's not thinking in terms of the way I'm thinking about this. He's understating the ramifications of this act. Airsoft guns have a red tip on them to designate that they're not real guns. However, removing that red tip, and unless you're really close to somebody, because the barrel is the giveaway. Remember that. The barrel is always the giveaway. Take the red tip off, it looks like a real gun. I mean, they do licensing deals with various gun manufacturers and modifiers to use their guns and make airsoft guns for them. And if somebody rolls up on me with something that looks like a gun here where I'm at, I'm going to assume it's a gun and act accordingly. I'm not going to get out there and go, hey, is that a real gun? I'm going to produce a real gun. And he'll be able to tell by my barrel. Now, of course, California is not exactly a stand-your-ground state. It's not going to be hard, though, even in that case, that someone in a car is going to be able to chase you down if you try to get away. So if somebody's coming at you. And I wonder who's filming them. I guess they're filming from inside the car. Surprised they don't want to have a different angle. If someone is driving up on you, and a bunch of hands with whatever they... you don't have time to, you know, go, excuse me, dear, go get the binoculars. I need to look at this. These guns that are coming at us down the street here, coming into the cul-de-sac. That's not going to work. That's not how that's going to happen. If somebody drives up on me and guns come out of the window, I'm rolling on the ground looking for some sort of rock to hide behind. My gun's coming out, and I'm going to be returning whatever I'm getting. I will be doing unto others. But going back to the case that someone in a car tried to be able to chase you down if you try to get away, the duty to retreat when you're being chased by a car is gone. There's no way to apply that. Unless they're rebooting the $6 million man. This means, and I don't remember which jurisdiction was. I remember a case where a kid was playing with an airsoft gun. 12 years old. Some cops rolled up on him. And his hands went to his waistband where the gun was. And they shot him. Was his name Tamir Rice, I believe? And they shot him. And they shot him because they didn't know what he had. And while everybody's out there screaming, well, he had a toy gun. They should know this. They're police. They should be able to. That's not how that works. That's not the real world. So this means that sometime soon, we're going to hear about this challenge. And there's going to be some deaths involved, and it's going to be the challengers there that are going to be shot and killed, these kids with these airsoft guns. And then we'll hear all kinds of uproar about, oh, they were kids, they were just doing a Tide Pod challenge or doing some other stupid thing. And in the interim, a lot of things. Nobody's going to take responsibility for these kids doing something irresponsible. Where are the parents going to be in this one? I mean, I just want to know. Why would anyone risk that for some idiotic social media challenge? Well, because it's cool and for the lols, as I said, the LOLs, the laugh out louds. We are changing. A lot of people talk in that text speak all the time. I did it for the lols. Chola Vista police say they've received 41 phone calls in the last year from people witnessing similar attacks. And that's not an insane amount by any stretch of the imagination if you consider their size. But considering what the challenge is simulating, it's worth it to discuss regardless of how prevalent they are. And California is actually probably one of the safer places to do this. Try it in Texas, or Arizona, or Missouri, or Tennessee, or South Carolina. You're likely to not survive the experience. You'll make a splash on social media, all right, but it won't be as a budding celebrity. You'll be the cautionary tale. And I don't know that I'd be able to feel bad about it. Because we have had the Tamir Rice thing happen. The dangers of this occurring should be known. And people should be familiar with the idea that realistic toy guns are close enough in looks to the real ones that if you point them at someone, you have now taken on the occupational hazard of being shot at. I'm not real sure I'd feel bad about that. I'm not real sure I'd, because it would be so stupid it would make me angry. That this is, where are the parents? Where are the parents in this? Social media challenges. Social media is taking the place of the TV when it comes to babysitting kids, hasn't it? Yeah. Back again next week. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.